What is that?
Good morning, Lagos!
Good morning.
Yes, 8 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. This is officially welcoming you to the noisemaker section of the show. Uh-huh. this station.
Yes.
We are paid to make noise.
Yes.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Period.
But if you love it, we love you.
Love you too.
Period.
Period.
Good morning. What's up, Lakers? I'm Mary Anacone and she is...
Better.
Together, we're making sure that today, Throwback Thursday, with that Fall in Love song, in case you don't fall in love, this one's for you. If you never fall in love, well, like me, let's just wait and see. You know?
Yes, just keep saying Godwin.
No, I'm not saying Godwin. I just say...
No, they should keep saying Godwin.
Let me just be looking for money first.
Right.
Then love you come.
Right.
You understand me?
Mm.
But love is a beautiful thing. They'll get it twisted, okay,
twisted.
Guys? yeah, I'm just saying. Anyway, 9 minutes gone past 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to the show. It's a Thursday and we're throwing back, but not just throwing back, we're kicking, you know, back and just relaxing because, you know, that's what the show is about. After all the news that you hear in the morning and then mm-hmm. Uncle Jimmy Dissu with a very serious conversation, we come here to just you know, lighten the load.
Back.
Yes, just relax for 2 hours. It's not that we cannot have serious conversation. You see,
If
you see us in public, we're very serious people. You understand?
Yes,
very serious people. Like, I'm a serious somebody. You cannot even say good morning to me. You understand? On
you
a very
like,
good day.
You're welcome.
Hey, you just say, hey, where don't, ma? Where don't, ma?
You say good morning, ma.
Yes.
Do you see the country? Can you see what's happening in the educational sector? Just be coming down.
But you see, when I'm here, I want to help your blood pressure to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's
very
why
important.
This was up Lagos. You understand me? Yes. That's not how I speak on a normal day, you know. But this show, it gets the best of me. I don't know.
It's a good thing.
Sheriff, you're to blame.
The listeners are not complaining, so.
Anyway, as usual, we start off the show with sound off. And then, of course, we go on to our musings for the day. But today, our lawyer girl is not around. She's somewhere.
So we have all the time.
So, yes, today we're going to look at this new LASMA problem. Yes. So it shouldn't be a problem, but it's becoming a problem of sorts. Well, the government or the governor of the state has pushed out LASMA to, they want them to be everywhere, to do their job, to make sure that traffic is properly managed in Lagos.
I'm seeing them everywhere.
But could this become a problem? We'll talk about it on the 11 o'clock hour. But this is What's Up Lagos, and this is how the show begins with our sound off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, this is Sound Off. Apparently, I want to sound off on road users today. And yes, we want to talk about the Koropay and the bus drivers. Yes, I know you're listening to me in your buses and your Koropay as you're driving now. Let's talk about your attitude on the road. Why do you act the way you act? Why do you just stop anywhere in the middle? I mean, I'm guessing that before you started driving this bus, you don't need to learn how to do that. Because you see, you people are very quick to insult women. That they can't drive. Hey, na woman, na so woman they drive. But you do the craziest and the darnest things while on the move. You obviously need to trafficate before you stop, but no. You have forgotten totally about your trafficators, Abby. They're useless to you. And then when somebody almost hits you, you now start flagging the person with your hand. So it takes me to the question of the guys who are... You know, asking us to pay for roadworthiness and all of those things. Are those buses roadworthy? Because if a vehicle doesn't have a trafficator and is using their... Are you an Okada to trafficate? And sometimes they don't even care. Because I want to believe that some of these buses and Koropays have... Please, somebody tell me how they say it. It's Koropay Abi. Yes, yes. I'm certain that they have trafficators. I want to believe that they have trafficators because they shouldn't be on the road if they don't have trafficators. But have you tried to, have you driven behind a bus before and you almost hit them because they don't tell you they're going to stop? They don't trafficate. They just, they park anywhere to pick and to drop. Yes. Nothing. No courtesy. No. Attitude towards the people that are behind them. They don't care. They could not be bothered. So I'm here today to sound off on you guys. Yes. See. Listen to me. I know. Don't reduce the volume in the bus. Leave it. Because I'm talking to you. And the guys that are in the buses with you that also don't tell you that you're not supposed to stop anyhow. I'm sounding off on you. It's like those people who are carried on Okada and the Okada will be driving anyhow, weaving through traffic. And they don't tap the Okada man to say, oh, guy, if you are planning to go to heaven today, me, I'm not ready. I'm sounding off on you guys. So bus drivers, corporate drivers, you're carrying human beings. And if maybe you don't, perchance, you're not interested in your own safety, how about the safety of the people that you're carrying? I've seen this one too many times and it happens literally every day. I can literally just go out to the streets now and drive behind the bus. I'm most certain that that's what will happen. What happened to you? Are you quarreling with your trafficator? I'm just curious. And sometimes you don't even have a stoplight behind, so we don't know you're stopping. And then, of course, if somebody by mistake hits you, you will come out and start fighting or speak grammar. I mean, come on now. Maybe VIOs and maybe LASMA that we're going to be talking about later needs to look at these things. But you see, yeah, LASMA is interested in other things. We need to be safe on our roads. And this is not, it's not nice. It's not nice. You never see this happen to anybody else except for bus drivers. They don't have trafficators. And that is a recipe for disaster. So if you're a bus driver today, if your trafficator is working, start choosing it. You're not an Okada man. When you see that it's almost bad, then you now start using your hand to flag. Work on your trafficator. You make money every day. No matter how bad, fix your trafficators if they're not working. And if they're working, please use them. Keep us all safe, all right? And that sound off. I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos. All right, so what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info, 19 minutes, gone past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anacol, and Feta is still here with me. Now, let's go into our musings for the morning, for the next 9 minutes before we go on our first break on the show this morning. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about bills. Can you pay my bills? Can you pay the telephone bills? Can you pay the automobiles? Baby, maybe we can chill. I don't think you do. That's not what we're talking about. Anyway, we're talking about, you see, when you, adulting is one of those things that you look forward to when you're a child, but then when you become an adult, you really want to go back to being a child and being catered to, you know. But let's look at all the bills that we pay on a daily basis. You pay the electricity bill, you pay the phone bills if you have to, because you see, we all now own phones, so you're either paying as you go or you post pay, you know. You're paying water bills, you're paying gas bills, you're paying literally so many bills, school fees, house rent. Sometimes you have to fix your car, you pay the insurance. Oh my God, thinking about it just makes me tired. But I would like to find out from you, of all of these bills that we pay month in, month out, for some people weekly and bi-weekly, which do you hate the most? I'm sure that there are bills that you love to pay because you know that if you don't pay them, for example, if you don't pay for light, no light. If you don't pay for water, no water. But of all the bills that you pay, I mean, even cable, you have to pay for cable, right? Yes. I mean, you even have to pay for what they call this, these apps that you can watch movies on. Yes. So you have to pay for them. Yes. And the likes. Of all these bills that we pay, and this is going out to all the people that are adults, you know, I'm not saying those of us that have people that are paying bills for us. Those of us that have daddy and mommy. No. The bills that you pay as an adult, a father, as a mother, as a single person, as an adult, of all the bills that you pay, which is the most that you hate? Like, you wish someone could take it off of you. Let's talk. Somebody has already sent me a message. It's a cable bill. Why do you hate it? That's entertainment for you, sir. And you know, of all the bills, it's not as important as other bills. So if you hate it, cut it off. Would you die if you do not watch cable TV? I'm just curious. But let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Of all the bills that we pay monthly, bi-monthly, bi-weekly, which one do you hate the most? Let's talk about it. We're talking about adulting this morning. For the next 6 minutes, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could also join the conversation on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Now, if you are a lady like me, not because you have a lady's voice, no. If you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. Of all the bills that you pay, one takri. Which one do you hate the most? Let's go to WhatsApp and then, of course, jump onto the phone lines to take your thoughts and your comments. We're also on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. On Twitter, we have a post up that we'd like to hear from you. Gloria here says, mine is rent. Why do you hate? So don't just tell me what you hate to pay most. Why? Why do you hate it that much? Okay. Paul from Port Harcourt says he hates to pay his cable bills. And I'm asking Paul, is it that important? If it's not important, so why do you bother? Because, I mean, I'm hardly at home. So if I were to pay for cable TV, I'm never going to watch it. Because when I get home at night, I want to sleep. I want to shower and sleep. So that's a waste, right? But there are people who literally work from home, live off of it. I mean, God bless my mother's soul. She would watch Z World. She would watch Africa Magic Epic, Yoruba, Igbo, all of them. And it used to drive me nuts. Because, I mean, there are other things to watch on TV. Why don't you watch
even,
it?
Well, that's even better. Hey. The ones that just watch Z World, even when you want to watch something.
My mom. I used to fight with her a lot about the Z World thing. Like, can we watch something else? And then the one that now, see, how I knew that we lost that battle was one day when I got home from work and my dad was watching Z-World with her. I just knew that, Otilo, that's the end. It's
that's
over.
That's true love.
this one says, Marianne, the cost of living wants to kill the living. Look.
No truer word.
Look,
though.
You know, see, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. I'll read it again. She says, the cost of living wants to kill the living. I hate paying NEPA bill because it's a rip-off in Nigeria. Is it? Because, you know, when we look at the numbers, there are a lot more people who are not paying for power and they are consuming it. But I also understand the fact that more people are saying if we did have this energy that we have, if we had it constantly, it wouldn't be a burden, such a burden to pay for it because you pay for what you use, right? But that's why we have prepaid meters. Do you have a prepaid meter, darling? You didn't give me your name. Thank you very much for sending me your message. But let's go to the phone lines and then we will come back to WhatsApp to take your thoughts and your comments. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling
morning.
From?
Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Feta, good morning.
Feta is here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Marianne. This one, compulsory. You must pay. School fees. Younger ones.
You don't have a choice. You can't even wiggle out of it. My dear. If not, they will come home and sit at home and then they will stress you.
Asking for free education.
They want to come here from school. What will you do? You have to be thinking ahead.
Noisy.
In fact, when it is now known as no one person, you have like two or three to pay for. Hi, Jesus.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so what's up, Lagos? 36 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anna Cone, and Feta is still here. We're asking a very simple and very serious question.
Very serious and very simple.
Of all the bills that you pay day in, day out, or maybe monthly, what's the one you hate the most? Why?
And anything you feel is legit, okay? It's mm-hmm. your feelings, okay? Mm-hmm. So, yes. Adegoke from Lekki says, of all the bills I pay, I need a relief from my internet bill. I have stopped using cable TV because I switched to TV box powered by internet data. So, it's data for me. Is it not data for all of us? Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh. What's up, Lagos? Miriam, I hate... It's Marianne, not Miriam. I hate paying NEPA bills where I'm living. They don't bring lights constantly. But bills keep coming every month. And I don't even have TV set because I don't need it. And if you refuse to pay the bills, neighbors will think you are broke. Landlord too will query you. Derek Titus from my papa. Who are you impressing? You are trying to impress somebody in this Lagos.
Mm. Welcome to Lagos, yo.
Instead of you to be praying that God, that money that they think I have, let me have it. You are saying your neighbors will think you are broke. Who cares?
Let them think.
Let them think. Oh.
Hey.
At this point that we are in this
Let's
life.
Be thinking it.
All you need is for people to think. That's
think
all you
it.
Need.
At least you are using your brain.
Money account. Okay. Oh. What's up, Lagos? I hate paying 30K for common driver's license that normally... cafe can do for 1K.
Why are you calling it common? If it's common, why can't you pick it somewhere?
Yeah, wait, he has
is it common?
Yeah, wait, he has a point. He said cafe can do it for 1K.
Go and do it. Let us see. Go and do it.
Let me
see how you will pass.
And he says, renew my car documents every year. And please asking me for car insurance as if it's by force to insure my properties. Augustine Ode from Elemoro Ibeju. Hey,
yes, I understand.
Cost of living wants to kill the living. This is the quote of the day. I need to archive that. Good morning, my sister. My name is Kunle Major from Festac Town. The bill I hate most is data bills that I'm using to send you messages now because they are ripping us off. Walai. I guess you know what I mean.
I concur. Mm.
I concur.
I concur.
But the fact that you have to send us messages, I beg.
We manage.
We manage. God, we provide.
Yes.
Eh? What's up, Lagos? Good morning. My name is Ahadi. It's electricity below. They are very, very annoying. I will be bringing... ninth light for somebody. I think you wanted to say ninth light, not might, because how do you pay for bills and then you're sleeping, they bring the light? What are you going to use it for?
Because the whole day I need my food to freeze, I need everything to be fresh.
What?
But you shall not give light, you bring the light. That people that'll be grateful because you know it's hot at night and you need to have a little fan or some AC.
What if you don't even know that you brought the light and your fan was off? How do you
everything will be on.
And then you wake up and then you just say she turn on
as long as
off.
I'm going to bed, the fan must be on.
Hey.
So that when light comes, I will not die of heat.
This guy says girlfriend allowance, they choke.
Shebi is somebody that has money. That will go and look for a girlfriend. That will even be giving the girlfriend allowance.
Girlfriend allowance is a thing.
Please, though, I'm single.
Hey,
who's
God
going to come and boyfriend me and give me allowance? I'm just, single. Single Pringle.
Just yesterday, Miriam was saying half of her life she's been working. It means that she has not gotten...
I need girlfriend allowance. What's all this? Why are you trying to rain on my parade? Guys, I'm single. And I need a boyfriend that will give me
because
boyfriend.
Because of money, now you are single. Because of money.
But wait, am I not
Miriam,
single
these
before?
Are the issues.
Wait.
What do you bring to
wait,
the table?
Wait.
What do you bring to the table?
I'm the table. Oh my God. That is so funny. But seriously, Feta. But I'm single now. Am I dating you? Maybe I've taken straight.
Baby. You've left it for me. Oh, things we do for love. Thank you
this
so much.
This one is not love. I'm just, you see,
the funny thing is,
I heard that Delta people can kill, so I could left the man for you.
No, the thing is, you didn't even leave him for me. I'm just trying to make you feel good. He's always been mine. So, drops mic.
You don't want me.
Hey, I was supposed to say to you that I dropped mic.
You don't want me to be nice to you again on this show because I can do a comeback.
Well, let's see you try.
Hey! Battle line has been drawn. This girl.
No.
You that just came yesterday.
I beg, leave the man for me now, beg.
Okay, now
you're a joke.
Oh, you have changed tone.
I just a joke. Leave him.
Please, I'm single Pringle. I need girlfriend allowance. Thank you.
Okay, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Mine is paying my younger siblings' school fees. Before you know it, the term is over and another is out in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
I know. What's up, Lagos? I saw that part.
Wow, now they stream live.
Don't worry, we'll stream on the next hour. Don't worry.
And that time we'll be serious.
We don't get data.
The reason why I think...
We don't want to pay for data.
Come on, we have the money. What do you mean?
I was messing around.
What? If it's that one, what? Please.
Guys, you need to see her face.
The reason why... I have half makeup done. See, the reason why I think people want to see us live is because of the things that are happening in the studio.
Yeah, and
they want to experience live. And now when we actually now stream by the 11 o'clock hour, we are now serious people, so it doesn't now come to play. But you know what? Just leave the rest to your imagination. You need it, okay? You need that.
Right.
Good morning, ladies. I'm really enjoying your show from Joss, Alex. Oh, nice. Thank you so much, Alex.
I'm sure you're streaming on our platform. Yeah, you're listening to our Nigeria Info app. Yeah.
Yeah. Lagos rent is too expensive. Agreement, agency, etc. And the agent ain't helping at all.
Oh, yeah, we
I
know
second
this.
That. Third it, fourth it. Yes, I get
it. Ain't no easy.
Ain't no easy, yo. At all. They get some. Hey, I need. Wow, it's all. Oh, that's it. I'm no more a Nigerian. That's it. I'm no more a Nigerian. Delta just sneak inside them. Ah, Nadia.
Yeah, just a Mumu girls.
Delta just sneak inside. Ah. That accent would have been perfect. If
say it again.
I know be night.
You got it.
I know be Nigerian again. Miriam.
Fake hasn't.
We are on the same level. There is nothing you want to told me. What's the Brit that I did not say? Alright, let's not do it serious. So
stretch, please.
So the thing is that my teeth will break. Let's just leave it like this.
Please, let's go to the phone lines because I can't do it.
Let's leave it like this.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
This is a matter of beef and yam.
Vegetable.
Are you serious? I tell you what's beef and yam.
How are you?
We're good. Good morning.
Thank you. See, you see this matter? See, only one beef. Now I hate to pay. It's Nepal. Any other one?
But that's the most essential because if you don't pay, you won't have light.
But
no lights now.
It's true, Sha.
And they will bring beef. I hate it.
But you should have a prepaid meter. Do you not have a prepaid meter?
No, they didn't.
Go and get
that
it.
One,
see,
no.
Go and get prepaid meter. All your wala will be over.
We have asked. We have tired.
Don't be tired. They continue fighting them for it.
Ask me who is now standing on my way now.
Who's standing on your way, please?
It's my husband now.
Why is your husband standing on your
because
way?
Because I asked him to remove the wire. Yes, now, so that they will, you don't remove the wire and give it to them. Please take it. We don't need Nepal light again.
It's not that bad.
Agree with
no,
me.
No, because your husband is a lawful citizen.
I cannot be paid for what I'm not using.
Be calming down.
So, it's school fees or any other thing. I'm happy to pay them.
Okay.
Because it's necessity.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. But be a good citizen. Come on. Don't take out the wire. It's not, it doesn't work like that now. All you need to do is keep trying to get, a prepaid meter because that way you can get, your money's worth. If you have light, you can use it and you only pay for what you have used. I mean, whoever came up with the idea of prepaid meters is amazing. But unfortunately, it's not going round, so I totally understand your pain. We've got 11 minutes on the clock. Let's take some more thoughts. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies if that was you. Please call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Comrade. Hey, comrade. Where are you? Utale. Where are you? Where do you keep calling us from? Because that place, your line is horrible. Very, very bad. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. Call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We are on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. You could go there and let us know which bill you hate to pay the most. Or you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. It's What's Up Lagos. I'm Marianne Cole. Let's go to Twitter and see what you have to say. Okay. I've seen a couple of messages from people, so let me just read them. Engineer Frankie Berry says, especially the Nigeria vehicle insurance we pay every year without seeing the use. So he says he hates paying insurance for his car. Okay. Skymate here on Twitter says, is that 1K billing that girls are always begging boys these days for? That's the bill I hate to pay. It's 1K now. Don't be shaming yourself on radio. Stop it. Give 1K. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey! Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling you on the road now, but this is Jonah calling. Jonah
from the belly of the fish. Jonah, which bill do you hate to pay the most?
Do you know which bill that I hate the most?
Well, we're here to know it.
Go TV.
Oh, cable. So you hate to pay cable. Why do you hate it? Don't you enjoy it?
You know what? You will pay. You know how our Nigerian NEPA is. They will not bring the light for you at every day at it. Then, before you know, that particular day that you subscribe, we tell you that subscription has finished.
Sorry. Life is a risk.
You understand? So you just be paying, you will not enjoy your money.
I understand. Life is a risk.
So what I want, how I wish that this our government, the new government that are coming in, to make it that pay as you watch.
But you know that there's several other options. Okay, Jonah, I thank you very much for calling, but just listen to me. There are many other options. There's pay as you watch TV. You know that, right? You can watch it on your phone. So you only subscribe and watch. I'm sure there is free to air also and stuff like that. I'm not sure. But there are options. And really, if you're not going to be able to watch it at home, then watch on the phone or something. So that way, if there's no light, you can watch on your phone. I think that the options like that, I'm not sure. But I think for the big cable TVs, you have like the phone options. So that way you know that you're not being shortchanged. So if you can't watch on TV, there's no light you can watch on your phone. I'm just saying. 7 minutes before we go on our break, I'm bringing the news at the top of the hour. Which bill do you hate to pay the most and why? Yes, we want to find out from you. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, alive. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It says I'm calling from my papa Aziz.
Go ahead, please. What bills do you have?
That bill we cannot do without it. Mm. We use it to do our business. We use it to sleep and everything. Other bills, plenty. We must do pay. But you see this bad. Another thing.
He said, see, let me tell you, VAT has come to stay. It's now essential commodity. You understand me? You eat small suya in a place that has bench and chair. They will put it inside the receipt. If you eat bole in a place that has bench and chair, you pay for that. It has come to stay, unfortunately.
See him now. He's good like that. For the same company, we pay. Selling company we pay, consuming company we pay. Is that not a scam?
Now you talk Amu, but I think it's an essential commodity. Unfortunately, we all have to pay VAT. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Taxes are good. We all have to pay taxes. I'll take it to Lagos. All right, we're still taking your thoughts, your comments. Go ahead and call 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning.
Comrade.
Comrade, hey, I've gotten to a place where we can hear you. Go ahead. Again? Sorry, comrade. I don't know what's happening to your line today. I think this whole week. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Please turn off your radio quickly. Please.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, welcome. What's your name?
I'm first time caller.
Oh, first time caller. You see, there's a sister wearing black by the door. Just look to your right. She's just wearing pop-off and drinks for you. After service, you can take it. But welcome, right. Welcome, brother.
Thank you very much. My wife introduced me to your show.
We love your wife. We love her.
Yeah. So my name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Yanopaja.
All right, Emmanuel. So what's the worst bill you want to pay? Like, you hate paying it?
NEPA bill. NEPA bill.
NEPA is our nemesis. So now,
yeah,
wow.
I actually asked them to get prepaid, but they are just cutting corners, trying to, like, keep it this way because they get something from it, I believe.
What is something they're getting from it?
They don't actually show us the bill. They just bring it out, and then this is what everybody's supposed to pay.
Wow.
Let's see the bill. No. So I feel there's something beneath that. And then I don't know if I can actually check in something concerning the one you said about Lagos State commercial drivers.
No, we don't take comments on our sound offs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually a commercial driver.
No
problem.
Yes. Thank you, Mano, for calling. First time caller. Don't forget to call your puff puff on your way out. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Well, we have just 3 minutes before we go for the news break. And we have your thoughts and your comments coming on. What's up here? And this one says, what's up, Lagos? They finally got comrade. The bill I hate to pay the most is NEPA and cable TV. All right, thank you very much, even though you did not give us your name. This one says, what's up, Lagos? The bill I don't like to pay is my girlfriend's data because she keeps exhausting it daily, no matter the gigabytes. Please tell her to stop finishing her data. Chief from Surulere. Let me speak my Queen's English. How are you telling me to tell your girlfriend, a babe like me, to stop finishing her data? Is it my data? It's her data. She wants to finish it. After all, she has somebody that will buy it for her. Excuse me, keep me out of this, please. I don't like it. Bye. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? The bill I hate to pay the most are urgent 2K bill and cable subscription, which I may only use a few times in a month. And he says,
when you think the government.
All right, 7 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Still, what's up, Lagos?
99.3 Nigeria Info. That's right. My name is Feta. Marianne is here, our lady, action lady. That's what they call her.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Please, for today.
You don't like your name.
For today, I'm here for good times. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for
You're
good times.
You're always here for action.
And for girlfriend allowance, please.
I've not forgotten this.
I can't. No, see, the fact that I'm thinking about it, please. I'm single and I need girlfriend allowance.
She's like, why me, Lord?
No, pick me, Jesus. Pick
God,
me.
God, when is now? My God, when is now, Lord?
We're going to quickly read some of the messages that we have and then move on to our last mile conversation because we have very limited time to have that conversation.
All right. I think this one here, worthy of reading, is my name is Educate. The bill I hate to pay is boat commission. It's too high. I don't understand.
What's boat commission?
Okay, so like pay rides.
Oh, okay.
So whose fault is that?
Bro, that's not.
But you have to go out to that. You know what? You want someone to take out your car for business and then pick you on the road, take you to your destination free of charge. Where is that? I thought I was the one that liked free things. I didn't know. But somebody passed me in this.
By the way, I want to apologize for the last caller. We were sorry. Zeta crept up on us, unfortunately. But you can call us again, okay?
No matter the power you think you have, Zeta has more power.
Over us all.
Over us all. Regardless.
But, okay, guys, we have to move on to our next conversation this morning because we do not have time. Now, apparently, LASMA has been given a new mandate to make sure that they decongest our roads, make sure that traffic is properly managed. And if you look around you, I'm sure you're seeing so many of them in their numbers on our streets as we speak. Yes, we're seeing them as we speak. They're everywhere. They're doing a great job, aren't they? But then, of course, you know that when they come out to the roads, there will also always be complaints. People will always complain. People will always have their complaints about what's happening, who's doing what. I liked it because there are certain traffic lights that have not been working. Okay? And LASMA officials are there to control traffic. And you know what they say? The fear of the traffic authorities is the beginning of wisdom. So you do right. You don't beat traffic lights. You don't try to race the lights. You see people... It's amber, it's almost going to red. That's when they want to skip past the, you know, traffic light. But we want to talk about some of the complaints that people have experienced or spoken about dealing with LASMA officials on our streets. Yes, unfortunately, LASMA is the one that's on the chopping board this morning. The complaints is what we want to address, but we also want to address the good things that LASMA is doing in Lagos today. Feta.
Right. So I mentioned to you yesterday that I was coming. That was on Tuesday. I wasn't here on Tuesday, so I took a bus. And I realized for some reason that these people are everywhere, more than before. And I kept asking, what's going on? It's like they've been given a new mandate to work more than ever, you know. But as much as they are proactive and doing their jobs, I happened to be in a bus where, you know, it was seized by the LASMA officials. And as we were leaving, some of the guys were like, it's like the guy offended the LASMA guy before, something like that. So me, I was thinking maybe like sometimes some of these LASMA people, what they do is they may arrest you based on previous offense, not like what you did today. But yesterday I wanted to catch you. I couldn't catch you. So today I'm going to catch you for what you did yesterday. Do you understand? So he wasn't like, oh, it's like he's offended the guy before. And that's why they are doing that, because the guy was not on a wrongling. And I'm like, okay, so what's happening there? So he can't fight back or what? So he's actually on his service lane, so why would he arrest him? So they probably have like a brawl before. Now, that guy is in this position to tell him that I can do whatever I like to you. So I'm beginning to think, as much as these people are proactive, does it mean, is there a tendency that they could use their position to abuse?
But is this people? Not, is this not just a Nigerian thing? Because I don't think it's a LASMA thing. When you wear a uniform, it gives you certain powers, and half the time it gets into their head. And you know, I mean, this is one. This is,
and bulk of us don't even know our rights. So I mean,
exactly. Like every other road user, how many people know their rights? How many people can stand their ground? Because you see, it's, knowing your rights is one thing. Standing your ground is another. Because everybody's afraid that, they will catch me. When they get to the office, the story will change. It's the same thing for police. So how do we make sure that what was meant for good is not now turned into some arm-twisting tactics to fleece, you know, innocent road users? This is the conversation we want to have today, and this is in no way trying to attack LASMA
at all.
I started by saying that look, these guys are aiding for the free flow of traffic, especially in places where it's very difficult to move. You know, in Lagos it's very, very easy to cause confusion on the streets,
I'm telling
on
you.
Our roads, because if there's a traffic light and it's not working, all of a sudden people begin to act like they're mad. Immediately, everybody
quickest routes. Everybody wants the quickest route to their houses.
And it doesn't make sense, because the moment everybody wants to move at the same time, then we'll all be stuck at that place forever. Unfortunately.
So the question here is there a possibility that this is happening, firstly? And again, what's up, Lagos? We're asking you, have you noticed?
Yeah. How has the increase in the number of LASMA officials on Lagos roads helped in the free flow of traffic? That's what we're talking about this morning. How has the increase of LASMA officials on our Lagos roads increased, or rather helped, the free flow of traffic? And we want to hear your experiences, whether you're a bus driver, a taxi driver, a Kolpe driver, you drive a commercial taxi, whether it's painted or not. We want to know whether you drive, what they call them, a cab service. We want to know. And if you're just a normal person who drives your own personal car, have you had a run-in with them, or have you had a swift flow of traffic since they have increased their numbers? Because this is what the government promised, and they're keeping their promise. But how well is that working? Talk to us. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We'd like to... for the ladies to also join us in the conversation, because now that they cost pass for traffic. 01465-7190. Yes. 01465, I beg your pardon, 7190. Or you can send us a WhatsApp message, that's 08095975805. Or tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, or join the conversation on Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info 99.3. We'd like to hear from you. The phone lines are already lighting up this morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? You're
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is James. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, James, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a complaint about the road that you want to give.
Sorry?
I said I have a complaint about the road I want to give.
Sorry, we're not taking complaints about roads. We're talking...
No, it's very important. What I'm saying is very, very important. The traffic light at Iguefon.
Iguefon, okay.
Yeah.
Is it the junction?
When you are going Iguefon towards Junction. Ajah, uh-huh. The light doesn't... it's not working. When it shows green, when you want to show red, it's not show red. It will be blank. So oncoming drivers will just drive past. Why on the other side of the lane, people will hold on and wait. So you that want to be like, you want to keep to the law, you want to, when it's not doing anything, it shows that it's red light. But no one knows. So when it's you as a driver, you stop. It's dangerous for you because somebody else from the back will not know that you have stopped, will come and maybe hit you, and that can cause a serious accident. So it has been causing a serious problem on the road each time people are passing. I drive on that road, so I know what I'm saying. It's causing serious traffic. So you cannot wait when that blank light is showing, because the others will not know that that's a red light. They will just go until the green light shows, but before you now know, you have to move. But people are not waiting. So it's a serious problem the Lagos government needs to address.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So, Iguefon, if you're going towards Ajah, the traffic light is faulty. It's working to a point, but it's faulty. And that's a serious traffic concern. But then we're talking about LASMA officials. Now they're on the increase. The government is saying we need free flow of traffic in Lagos. So more and more of these officers are flooding our roads. But then we're asking, how well has this helped in the free flow of traffic on our roads? There have been complaints. Of course, I mean, there's nothing that's perfect. But how has this helped with the free flow of traffic? You're the road user. You're the bus driver. You're the taxi driver. You're the one who drives your own personal car in traffic. How has it helped? Has it helped? Let's talk. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, I don't want to scream again. This is Jonah calling.
Okay, Jonah, go ahead.
Yeah, we are the road runner.
Mm.
Now we run the route.
Yes, we know this.
Thank God to that my colleagues, we don't talk finish. And then the second one is the traffic light at Marwa. If you are trying to take left side into Pinnacle Police Station, can you hear me when you are coming from Chevron?
Yeah, I know.
So when you are coming from Chevron, as if you are going to Pinnacle,
mm-hmm.
There's a traffic light in the center of that route. It's not working at all. But last man will stand there for you.
So wait. There are two traffic lights there. There are two. One that stops you in the median if you're turning to go to
Pinnacle.
Yes. And then there's another right in front. There are two of them. There's one that you can cross to the second
one.
The one
that is in the front, in the middle of that route. When you are trying to enter into the
other lane,
Pinnacle Police Station.
Mm-hmm.
You always see them there in the middle of that road. So that traffic light is not working, but they'll be standing there. So once it shows the red of people that are going straight, which means you have beat the traffic light of that center. Once it shows green in the center of the road, like people that are going straight, it shows that go ahead into that place, go away inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that red, that one in the middle is not working. And they are setting trap for people there. Once you just beat the traffic light, that one that is not working.
So how are you supposed to know if you should move or you should stop if the traffic light is not working and then the officials are there?
We that are already on the road and know the system, once we see that express on that are going towards Victoria Island is red, we stop. You understand? But those that don't know, they will fall victim into it. They will just drive in because the center, that one in the middle is not working. So I've complained on this. Thank God today is the last man official issues. So they should work on that traffic light. We are law-abiding citizens, so they should do necessary things. They should not just be collecting, escorting us for anyhow.
Okay. All right, Jonah.
Let them put this in order. Thank you.
All right. I totally understand. And it's a very tricky spot, if you ask me. That Pinnacle area is a very tricky spot. But I've never really paid attention to the traffic lights not working. I mean, because I pass them almost all the time. But interesting. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes, alive. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sunday, calling from Bariga.
Sunday.
Bless you, bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you this morning.
Bless you too.
See, about this last man issue. Like I always keep complaining about. If you come to Nyanowuru here, end of the third mainland bridge, as if you are going to what to Shidi or Kitu, and then you will discover that these people don't do anything. They just went to the end of the garage where people are coming out to join the express, going to what to Shidi and Kitu. And then you see them with this iron that they put under the tire so that you cannot climb over. That is where they will be standing. And anybody that refuses to give those boys that are working for them, maybe
sorry, Sunday, did you say that they have boys working for them?
Yes.
How? How do you know this?
I know them. I've seen them. So when those boys that are loading, you hear them calling Ketu or Oshodi, and then Uyunubega, if they refuse to give them money that cover that of last month, and then they will now signal them, you see them coming out with that iron and block any vehicle that refuse to give them.
Wow.
And they don't allow all the vehicles to go inside the garage where people are supposed to go, so that the third mainland bridge will be very, very free. If you are doubting what I'm saying, you can maybe this evening come and see what I'm saying.
Wow, so people are forced to pay a special toll to last mile officials. That's what you're saying.
Well, I've called this station many a times and complaining about it. Then let the officials take steps, because if not, somebody will close from 5 a.m. You can't get to Nyanowuru by 9 p.m. It's not done anywhere.
Okay.
So please, you people are in these media houses, then you should table this matter. Let the LASMA officials, let the Lagos State governor know about what is happening.
All right, Sunday.
It's all over. It's all over, not even in Nyanowuru alone.
Okay.
That is where they make their money. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sunday, for giving us that heads up. So, interesting. So there's a special toll. And that's why we asked the question that this flooding of the streets with last mile officials, is it helping the situation or are they causing more trouble for us? But we want to hear from you because you're using the roads. We will go for a quick break, guys, bring you some information. When we come back, we're still talking about this. And at 11:45, we'll bring you some skincare tips.
Yes, yes.
But in the meantime, we've got some information for you. Stay with us. Yeah. 11:30 is the time on the clock, and it's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. That's the frequency. We're live from Victoria Island here in Lagos. My name is Mariana Confetter, is here with me, and we're talking about our roads and, of course, the Lagos State Traffic Management Agency, LASMA. And, of course, we've seen them on our roads. There's been a need for them to be, their presence to be increased on Lagos roads, because we know that Lagos is bedeviled by traffic, hours and hours of long traffic, you know, on all our roads. And it's unfortunate. And so that's why we have traffic management. But then the more of these officers we have, it's supposed to, I'm guessing, reduce our traffic problems, our traffic worries. But how well have they done in dealing with that? And we're asking you, the road users, because you're the only one who can tell us. They themselves cannot be the ones to say I mean, it's okay for them to say, we've done, this is what we've recorded, we think we've done a great job, but then it is the majority of you who use the roads that will be able to tell us how well they've done. In a few weeks that they've come out in their numbers to our streets and our roads. And we're asking, because there are people who are saying that, oh, these guys are fleecing us of our hard-earned monies, and innocent people who have no clue about certain traffic lights that are out, or where to turn or where not to turn. They're very quick to take monies from them, but it's your word against them. They can also say, well, you knew what to do and you didn't do it. But most importantly, we're asking, how well have these guys done in reducing the level of traffic on our roads in Lagos? That's the conversation we're having. And feel free to share your experience with us. If it's good, if it's bad, or if it's ugly. 0700, we have about 10 to 11 minutes to do this. 0700-993-993-993, that's 0700-993-993-993, that's the number for you to call. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190, we'd like to hear from you. You can send us a message on Twitter at NigeriaInfoFM. Let me go to WhatsApp quickly before we go to the phone line. Somebody says, on the asthma issue and the Lagos traffic, I want to believe that Lagos state government is clueless on the operation of its officers. They have only created additional platform for corruption. Even though the government is trying to create jobs, the solution is to create alternative routes in Lagos to decongest our major roads of vehicle activities. Also, the enforcement of law that restricts articulated vehicles to move at midnight, that also needs to be reinforced. Okay, thank you very much. And this is from Adewale in Lekki. Thank you, Adewale, for your message. This one says, Marianne, kindly ask Lagos State Government or LASMA if it's an offence to change a flat tyre on our roads with the sea caution sign as well placed and very visible. Otumba Daniel, have you been harassed by LASMA for trying to change your tyre, being that, you know, you had a flat one on the express? And if you did have your caution sign well placed and very visible, what did they say your offence was? Succinctly, please let us know before we begin to ask all of these questions. But let's go to the phone lines. We'd like to hear from you quickly. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Marianne.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Live? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is the only Eze of football.
Eze, go ahead.
You see, this Lagos, is too much for people there. Mostly that traffic, this thing. It's always a problem. That's why I stopped not to come to Lagos, because of the wahala. You will drive, your legs will start shaking as if you have a stroke. But the issue is this. The people, yeah, that is true now, because when you stay long, mostly when you are driving this manual car like that, you will find out that every minute you are on your brake, small time, when you stay long for traffic like this, your leg will be shaking as if you have something else. So the issue is this. The people on the road, those so-called your last man, they are not doing the work they have.
They're last man. They're not so-called. They're last man.
They are last man. Okay, they are last man. Yes. They are not doing the work they send them to do. They don't even care for the masses. They only care for what they are going to deliver on a day basis. That is what they are after.
Deliver to who?
Yeah?
Who are they delivering it to?
Ogade office now. Have you not gone to Oshodi before? They have taken me several times to Oshodi there. You see, the Oga will tell them, you remember your deliver this thing is 500,000. Make sure you bring the money.
Have you heard the Oga saying it before?
Don't say what I have gone there. I've seen it with my own eyes. Not that somebody told me. They have been arrested me many times. I go there. Are you with me? So I've gone there more than 3 times.
Okay.
So it's not that somebody told me, I see it in my eyes. So they are not there for, they are not on the road for the masses who drive on the road. They are there for their pocket.
Okay.
So if they should do their work the way it's supposed to, I don't think we have so much hold up in the road that we are having now. But they are not doing the work. They are waiting for you to enter their trap so that you will be a victim that will pay the money that the guy asked them to bring in office. So that is just it.
All right. Thank you very much, Eze, for calling. So, but then there are people who are saying that even LASMA is not the solution to the traffic, you know, management issue in Lagos. and that we need other routes. We need flyovers. This reminds me of River State. Yes, but that we need alternative routes to deal or to decongest some of the major express roads. I mean, so really, people will pose the question like, why do we really need LASMA? We do need LASMA because there are people who are also crazy on our Lagos roads. We can't put that past them. I just sounded off on the fact that bus drivers can be crazy a lot of times, if not every other day. But then, this issue of having to give Ogam money, it worries me. Anyway. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
Hello.
Turn off your radio.
So, are you hearing me now?
I can hear you. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Anna. I'm calling from Alaba International.
All right, Anaya, go ahead.
In this last man issue, they are working too much. They are not working for the masses. They are working into their pocket. Even as I'm talking with you now, my baby is at last man office. They are telling me that I should go and bring 80,000.
What did you do?
I'm just going on my way. When I'm going on my way, they now bring iron and block me. Say, why am I fully on the major road? Say, I'm passing in the say, which wrong side? Is it not two lane that is here? When they will me, they now say, I'm going to go.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because I'm Oibo. So he say I should go and bring 80,000. Even till now, my baby is last man of his at Boston.
Okay, I want to quickly ask you. Did you see a sign saying that you should not use that particular lane?
Nothing like traffic light on there. We are just going toward the CMS.
Where exactly was the CMS?
Yes, CMS. They are just capture vehicle and disturbing people anyhow, blocking road. Especially you are Moibo, they will now take you to office.
It has nothing to do with that. Come on. I totally get where you're coming from, but please, if you're arrested for a crime, why do they have to say that you are Omoibo? I mean, what does that have to do with anything? It's like a policeman arresting you, saying allegedly that you bit a traffic light. Why would he say, yeah, from a certain place? I don't know. Again, I wasn't there, but that's not the subject of the conversation. Why would they say, or is it that they're saying it because they think you have money to pay for it? I don't understand. Feta, help me out.
I said how while I was in the bus with some people were saying that, oh, it looks like this driver had a problem with one of the last mile guys and that's why he's doing that. So maybe trying to answer the question of yes, they might be partial in some areas. Well, and then someone said they have people that work with them. It might not be the last mile officials themselves, but maybe some of the boys that helped them to you're the ones telling us Lagos. I'm trying to make sense of all of this, right? So yeah, and again, he mentioned something about they don't work for the masses, they work for themselves. How are they supposed to work for the masses?
They're supposed to work for us. Their job is to make sure that people obey traffic rules.
And that's working for you.
They're working for us too, because the safety that they're trying to bring is also our safety.
So that means they're working. They're working for you as well, for us.
But when you say they're working for themselves, he's talking about asking for monies, fleecing, you know, road users. That's
what he
means.
Isn't that supposed to be a fine that you pay when you offend?
Well, somebody has said that, he's been taken to their office and he's heard, allegedly, because we're not there to confirm it, how their bosses set targets for them and say you're supposed to bring a certain amount of money. And so if you ask me, this supposedly defeats the idea of road and traffic management. It defeats the idea. And we're supposed to ask for a free flow of traffic. In fact, we've been asking it, and the government has said, okay, here you go. That's LASMA for you. We're killing two birds with one stone, creating jobs and helping you with the free flow of traffic. But that's not happening, is it? Lagos, I think that next week we're going to try to bring the LASMA spokesperson on the show so you can ask all your questions, because people are sending me questions about, you know, especially the guy who said he was trying to change his tires and he was told that he was obstructing free flow of traffic. I promised, and I'm going to try to keep that promise next week, we will try to bring a LASMA spokesperson on the show so you can ask all your questions. How about that? Is that fine? Okay. We got to go, Lagos, because the next 15 minutes is going to be brought to you courtesy of Nivea, and they have very, very interesting conversations about skincare for you. But it's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Anyway, that's the show today, Lagos. Tomorrow we'll be back with our wigs and our gowns to put it to you. Please, ready to come with your decorum.
Maybe let's like, go leave this work.
With your English and come and put it to you.
I never win any case. Let's like, go leave this work.
You have to come. Like you have to come correct, baby. When you're coming to my court,
says who doesn't
come correct.
Says the person who doesn't allow her fellow come learned correct. Colleague to speak.
But when my learned colleague, my so-called learned colleague, my comes so-called, here,
he's a learned, not so-called.
Yeah, so-called.
Someone came here and said so-called last month. He's corrected them. I can't correct.
So-called learned colleague. Show me your certificate.
Can you imagine?
This is what the show is gonna
you
be
see?
Like. I'll give you a sneak peek. Hey,
sneak
my God,
peek.
My dear. It's time for us to go. Anyway, Lagos, don't forget, I promise, and I will try to keep my promise, to bring a LASMA official to address some of these issues that you've raised. I've seen all of them. Mwankwa is saying, as you read his message,
as in
I'm
he's
sorry.
Angry with you. Mm. And let me count how many emojis did he put. Okay, it has removed.
So sure many red faces. Only me.
Attitude.
Red face. Okay, let me
Pumpy
read it.
Face.
Let me read it for you. Mm. I think, okay, he says, the increase in LASMA officials has no way reduced the traffic, especially between Aja and Lakwe. I can count how many LASMA officials within those axes. Mm. The traffic between Songotedo and Ogidon is hell.
Hmm.
The traffic between Songotedo and Ogidon is caused by potholes that have been there for years now. And the traffic at Awoyaya and Lakwe is also hell.
Hmm.
Instead of LASMA, it's more of police looking for money to collect from drivers. Just one army guy who must say... who I must say is hardworking and very effective is controlling the traffic, but Lagos drivers are a major cause of the traffic because they are very impatient. Mm. Thank you very much, Adeguki. Shey, you can remove the red face
soon.
Now.
We have read your message now.
Shey, okay.
We're cool.
Mm. All right, we got to go, Lagos. Love you. We will be back tomorrow, same time, at 10 a.m. till noon, bringing you the best of conversations. But in the meantime, the very gorgeous lady,
Ivana Haifa,
is here with the news. Okay. My name is Mary Anakun. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO. Don't forget, follow Nigeria Info on all of its platforms, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Like, subscribe to our YouTube page and follow all of our programs so you don't miss any. But you can also search for Mary Ann Jikoko anywhere else. Feta?
I'm Feta. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo. On Twitter, I'm D_Feta.
All right, Lagos, we love you. Bye-bye. Yeah.